Welcome to episode 3 of Marketing Playground, brought to you by Brands at Play, where we believe if your marketing isn't making you smile, you're doing it wrong. Today, we're diving into something that's practically illegal to ignore these days, the Taylor Swift phenomenon. And no, we're not here to debate whether you're Team Travis or Team Joe. We're going deep into something even more fascinating, how Taylor Swift has become the ultimate marketing disruptor of our time. You know, my journey with Taylor Swift is probably different from the average Swifties. And believe me, I learned that term the hard way. While the rest of the world was decoding her lyrics about scarves and midnight rain, I was that weird person at her concerts taking notes about her market positioning strategy. Yes, I was literally that person at the Eras Tour in Indianapolis, standing among 70,000 screaming fans. Instead of crying during All Too Well, I was having an emotional moment about her brilliant vertical integration strategy. I'm pretty sure I was the only one there with a marketing notebook instead of friendship bracelets, though I did end up with a few, and I'm not ashamed to admit I still wear them with pride during client meetings. And let's talk about that 5-hour drive to Indianapolis. While my daughter was playing Taylor's entire discography twice, I was thinking about how one person has managed to create an economic impact that rivals the GDP of small nations. I mean, we're living in a world where economists are literally tracking the Swift effect on local economies. If that's not disruption, I don't know what is. But here's what makes Taylor Swift truly remarkable. And I say this as someone who can now distinguish between Fearless Taylor's version and original Fearless. Yes, I'm that deep in now. She's completely revolutionized not just the music industry's business model, but she's rewriting the rules of brand strategy altogether. In an era where most artists are trying to figure out how to make money from streaming, Swift is out there causing global economic phenomena. The woman literally caused a minor seismic event in Seattle from people dancing at her concert. That's not just breaking records, that's breaking Richter scales. Let's break down some of these brilliant strategies, shall we? First up is her mastery of storytelling. While most brands are trying to create authentic connections, Taylor Swift has people analyzing her Instagram grid spacing for hidden messages. I mean, who else can get millions of people to believe that the number of trees in a social media post is a hint about their next album release date? And the crazy part? Sometimes it actually is. And then there's her approach to innovation and disruption. When most artists lost their masters, they complained on social media. When Taylor lost hers, she said, "Watch this," and re-recorded her entire catalog, turning a business crisis into a cultural movement. That's like losing your homework and rewriting it so well that everyone wants the new version more than the original. She didn't just move the chess pieces, she flipped the board and started a new game. Her mastery of artificial scarcity is something else entirely. The Midnights album had, what, 37 different vinyl versions? I might be exaggerating, but try telling that to my daughter, who convinced me each one was totally unique and absolutely necessary for her collection. Though I have to admit, from a marketing perspective, it was pure genius. She's got people buying the same album multiple times and thanking her for the privilege. But what really sets Swift apart is how she's leveraging technology and data in ways that would make most tech startups jealous. She's not just using data to inform decisions, she's creating experiences that feel personally crafted for each fan. During the Eras Tour, she's using streaming data to customize set lists. That's like if your local coffee shop knew exactly what drink you wanted before you walked in, and somehow made you excited about waiting in line for 3 hours to get it. You know what's really mind-blowing? While most of us were trying to figure out our hybrid work situations, Taylor Swift was causing friendship bracelet shortages across the country. She's not just adapting to market changes, she's creating entire market ecosystems. I mean, who else can make dental offices go viral for posting anti-hero parody videos? That's not just influence, that's cultural convergence on a scale we've never seen before. Before we end today's episode, let me leave you with this thought. The real genius of Taylor Swift isn't just in her music, her marketing, or even her ability to make grown adults debate the significance of scarf emojis. It's in how she's redefined what it means to be a brand in the digital age. She's showing us that in a world of algorithms and automation, authentic connection and strategic innovation still reign supreme. And speaking of innovation and strategy, if you're looking for a marketing partner who can help you harness the power of AI to transform your brand strategy, minus the friendship bracelets unless you really want them, Brands at Play is here to help. We're not your typical marketing agency. We specialize in leveraging AI to redefine marketing and brand strategies, helping companies engage customers more meaningfully, optimize campaigns, and drive long-term growth. Think of us as your Taylor Swift of marketing agencies, minus the guitar, but with all the strategy and innovation. That's all for this episode of Marketing Playground. Until next time, keep innovating, stay authentic, and remember, in a world full of marketing noise, be the one who makes them want to dance hard enough to register on the Richter scale.